Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stafford's career is ending a lot better than Aaron Rodgers' career. I mean, you look at the internet, who's aging like fire wine and who is it? Right now, I know Rodgers and company, they got the win against the Texans last Thursday night. They're going to play the Cardinals next week. It's a big game in the desert. Jets, Cardinals, got a roof for the Jets in that football game.
The Jets will let us down.
I think they will, too. But Matthew Stafford, I got to walk. I see why maybe Shanahan should have been a little more proactive in Cabo in getting Matthew Stafford. Now, I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
No,
I'm
but
happy.
Just looking back
but,
on
but
it.
Stafford.
Yeah.
The ball he made a throw to Cooper Kupp on the sideline.
Where Cooper did the little,
toe tap.
He does the dead leg better than anyone.
I mean, he's throwing it right. He uses, like you said, every blade of grass. He can make all the throws. So the Rams win their third in a row. They're now tied for first place. The Cardinals beat the Bears. Hey, really, that game wasn't even close. As Matt Eberflus, he may be out of a job. And there's some candidates. You mentioned Ben Johnson during the break from Detroit. Mike Vrabel, Belichick, they're all there for the Chicago Bears as well. Maybe they need an offensive-minded head coach for once in their franchise history, outside of Mark Trestman, of course, who coached the Bears for a couple years. That was not good. So the Cardinals win. The Rams win. Seahawks lose. But the Niners sit back, and they don't have the tiebreaker right now over the Cardinals or the Rams. So Niner fans, how'd you just sit back and take in NFL Sunday without your boys on the field? Did you learn anything? I tell you, the number one thing I learned is that the NFC is going through Detroit.
I don't think it matters where we play at. Doesn't matter about the conditions. We knew that coming in here. We didn't want to know if we validated anything. Are we going to validate being able to play in the weather? It doesn't matter, man. That's just the way you're built. It's the way you're built. That's an outstanding win, man. That's two division wins. I am unbelievably proud of you guys. That's the way to come in and just ball. That's the way to ball, all right? I got two game balls. Number one, all right, on defense, four tackles, one huge pick six. Kirby Joseph.
Hey, man, you know it's Zupa, man. But I just want to say, man, I appreciate all y'all, man. Could not do this without my team and the coach, man. I just want to say I appreciate y'all and I love y'all, man.
Next one here. All right, on offense, just close the game out. 17 carries, 73 yards, three catches, 23 yards. And we talked about at the end, got the first down. We kneel this thing down. David Montgomery.
I wouldn't want to do it with another group of guys, man. I'm grateful and I'm blessed to be here, man. Let's do this thing. Let's go all the way.
Yes, sir. Sir. What do you want, man? Break it up.
Take it inside, man. Like I said the other day, man, as long as we growing, man. Family on three, family on me. One, two, three.
They signed David Montgomery after letting Jamal Williams go. And I was like, wow, that's a mistake. He felt like the heart and soul of that team, Jamal Williams. David Montgomery running the ball hard. Jahmyr Gibbs, they drafted him in the first round, traded Swift to Philadelphia. I'm thinking, what are they doing? Running back in the first round, they know what they're doing. And they're built to win anywhere, anytime, any place. They're 7-1, 4-0. They really controlled that entire football game, Shasky.
After their best defensive back got kicked out of the game.
Right.
For a wild hit.
And they don't have Aiden Hutchinson.
No. No, they're a juggernaut, and I actually think they play better outdoors in the elements than they do in the dome. They are, to me, they're the number one team in the NFC. What I would say, and I was just doing some research. Like, the Niners are 4-4 right now, and there are a ton of teams that are right where the 49ers are. Tampa, Chicago, the Rams, Niners, Seattle, all 4-4. Seattle's 4-5. Last year, and I know every year is different, but last year, at one point, the Niners were 5-3 after 9 weeks, and they had their bye. They won six in a row. Let me just tell you who they beat. At the time, a 6-2 Jacksonville team. At the time, a 4-5 Tampa Bay team that would go on to the playoffs and beat Philly. At the time, a 6-4 Seattle team. At the time, a 10-1 Philly team. At the time, a 6-6 Seattle team. And then at the time, a 3-10 Arizona team. Philly was 10-1 to start the year last year. And then they lost 6 out of 7 to end their year. Jacksonville was 8-3 at one point last year, and they lost 5 of 6 to end their year. So where I'm going at with this is that could the Niners go on a run and be somewhere near, you know, either the top of the NFC West or just vying for one of these wild card spots? Absolutely. One team is going to fall and one team is going to rise.
Is that team Detroit? I don't think it's Detroit.
I don't either, I'm looking at, like, right now.
I don't think it's Detroit.
Arizona, I'm in wait and see mode. Minnesota keeps winning. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, but they're vulnerable.
They don't look good. Darnold did not look good yesterday.
They look vulnerable to me.
They're very vulnerable.
Okay, we agree.
Very vulnerable.
Green Bay, if Jordan Love can't move, they're compromised. And I think that he's got to clean up the turnovers. Washington, great year. They're obviously ahead of schedule. But come on, if the Niners had to go on the road, let's say, and face the Washington Commanders, you got to like the Niners' chances. Atlanta, like, and I know Atlanta had a big win yesterday against the Dallas Cowboys, but do you really fear Atlanta? I'm asking out loud, guys. Do we?
I'm talking about Detroit here.
Well, no, Detroit's in a class of their own.
Detroit's the team.
I'll give you that.
I'm not worried about
Detroit.
These other teams.
Was there.
But I don't know if a lot of people did, because midway through last
year,
you
played them in the NFC Championship game.
But you didn't mention Detroit. And I thought Detroit's coming out party wasn't even last season. I thought Detroit's coming out party was the last game of the regular season at Lambeau Field, which started a 3-game winning streak at Lambeau Field for the Detroit Lions after not winning there for 20-plus years. They knocked the Packers out of the playoffs, and they build their momentum. They go to Kansas City in the first game of the season. I know there's no Kelsey, there's no Chris Jones, but it ain't easy winning in Kansas City. And they won in Kansas City to open the season. And as you mentioned, the NFC Championship game up 24-7. This team is better. They look hungrier. And so, yes, to your point, I don't fear Atlanta. Although Kirk Cousins did go 35-45 against the Niners last year. And they have weapons. They do have weapons. I'm not going to scoff at Atlanta right now. They have a running game. They've got weapons. They're playing really, really good football. Good complimentary football. The Rams and the Cardinals, they beat the Niners. Whether we like it or not, they beat the Niners.
No doubt.
And they're...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It caused problems. Kyler Murray with his mobility. They have a good tight end in Trey McBride. James Conner runs hard. It seems to save his best for the 49ers. And the Rams are the Rams, who have a Super Bowl. McVay and Stafford and Cooper Kupp have a Super Bowl. So they know what it takes to hoist a Lombardi. But those Detroit Lions, as I look at the 49ers, and you got to take it a week at a time. You got to beat Tampa. You got to beat Seattle. And then you buckle up for the Packers and Buffalo on the road here. But the class of the NFC, and this is going to be tough. It goes through Ford Field right now.
There's no doubt.
And that team is playing as well as anybody in this league. And they play a physical brand of football. That reminds me of the Niners, of whether it's Jim Harbaugh coaching or Kyle Shanahan. They will scratch and claw and take every yard. They run trick plays. They throw the ball deep. They throw it short. They run screens. They run trick plays. They run the ball down your throat. And their defense is a very opportunistic defense. So when I'm looking at the NFC, yeah, you're right. The Falcons are who they are, and the Eagles are 6-2, but they got some flaws. Right now, the conference goes through Detroit.
Well, no, I think anybody who doesn't see that Detroit is a juggernaut is not paying attention. So I just put them in a class all their own. They are clear-cutting away, best team on both sides of the ball right now in the NFC, but it's their offensive line that I'm most impressed with.
Well, let me ask you this, Jed. How far are the Niners from Detroit?
Ask me in like 3 to 5 weeks, because right. I don't think the Niners have come close to playing their best ball.
Right.
But I also think that Detroit is learning how to play without Hutchinson, and they can win in a variety of ways. You want to throw it around the ballpark, they can do that. You want to run the ball down a team's throat, they can do that. Like, they can win a lot of different ways. So I have a lot of respect for Detroit. To me, they're the clear-cut number one.
They just won 2 division games on the road in Minnesota and Green Bay, the elements. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But who's doubting them?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm just saying,
as a Niner fan, I'm licking my chops looking at the Commanders and Atlanta, and even Philly looks vulnerable. Now, are the Niners some juggernaut? Absolutely not. They've got to go out and they got to be. I know you rated out, but you got Tampa on the road, Seattle, who they might be fighting for their playoff lives. at Green Bay, at Buffalo. And then it doesn't ease up after that. But let's just get through that stretch.
Yeah.
If you get through that stretch and you're 3-1, okay. All right. Now we're talking about something. Well, obviously, winning the division is important, and that's going to be the clearest path to the playoffs. But after that, like, I'm sorry. I don't see. Yes, Detroit is awesome. I think it's up in the air.
Yeah, I'm not in a position to scoff at any team in the NFC. I'm not going to scoff at the Commanders. They find ways to win, and they got a dynamic quarterback who can cause fits for our defense. We know multiple quarterbacks give the Niners defense problems. They have a great running game. Adam Peters and company are cooking. So we'll see what happens tomorrow at the deadline. Tomorrow's deadline, 1 o'clock Pacific time. Do you want the Niners to add something? If you had a choice, Niner fans, to add anything, what are you adding to this roster? I'm hearing rumors as Za'Darius Smith of the Browns. He's in play. Detroit's probably the favorite to land him. Can the Niners land him? If you were a Niner fan and you watched the league yesterday, what is the thing the Niners absolutely need to go beat a Detroit, to beat a Commander team, to beat an Eagle team, to beat a Falcons team, to beat a Rams team? What do the Niners need? 888-957-9570 is the number.
What if I said to you they don't need anything on offense? They need a healthy Christian McCaffrey. But on defense, I'd take a lineman. But what if I just said, like, CMC? Full health of CMC.
Something there.
I can't grant that, but yeah. I'm just saying, like, that would be better than any trade they can make for offense.
I agree, because Philadelphia has their CMC. Here he is, Saquon Barkley.
Has time. Now locates Barkley out of the backfield. Barkley slips two tackles and picks up the first down, flipping up in the air to the 30. A gain of 14 for Barkley with some nifty moves along the way.
Barkley's averaging 6 yards per carry. 6 yards per carry. 925 rushing yards so far to start the season. Another 146 in the air. He is balling right now. A huge pickup. So, look, as a 49er fan, I would like to see D-line. I like to see some edge rushers, some depth maybe on the edge, some depth in the middle of that defensive line, because these teams that I were mentioning, the Commanders, the Lions, and the Eagles, they do something that causes this defense fits. One, they have mobile quarterbacks, except with the exception of the Lions, Jared Goff, he's suspended it. He hasn't had an incompletion, it felt like, in 5 weeks. But they run the ball between the tackles, and they run it with effectiveness. So what is the Niners' Achilles heel so far? Stopping the run, right?
Barkley's been amazing. If Derrick Henry is the 1A best free agent signing in terms of bang for the buck in the league, Barkley's right there. It was like $16 or $17 million guaranteed this year. That's like nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at all these wide receiver contracts, and I keep coming back to this, and like, is every player as talented as Saquon at running back? No, he's a unique talent. But you cannot tell me that $17 million that Howie gave him in guaranteed money this year isn't just unbelievable money spent for what he's done to that offense.
No doubt.
And then Devontae, I slept on Devontae Smith. Like, man, he's really thin. You know, I know he had a Heisman year at Alabama. I don't see it. No, he's way tougher than I gave him credit for. And with A.J. Brown being clearly compromised, like, Devontae makes plays. I still don't love their offense, though.
Yeah.
I still don't love their offense. But that young defense that they have, you saw them late in that game step up and make plays. I think it was Dean had the interception late in that game, the kid from Georgia. I don't want to play Philly, but to me, Detroit is here. Philly is a full tick below, like, Detroit. I'm not saying that I want to play Philly. I'm just saying, like, to me, there's levels to it. And, like, right now, the clear top penthouse is the Detroit Lions. Somewhere in the middle is the Philadelphia Eagles.
A.J. Brown does have a knee injury. He's going to undergo an MRI today. So they've got a big game coming up soon. Is it the Commanders? No, they've played the Commanders in 2 weeks. Philly travels to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Then they take on the Commanders. Let's go to the Lions here. 888-957-9570.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.